do we actually have in our mind, here's a question for us, do we actually have it in our mind, and is it reflected in our behavior, an intention to end racism? But in going deeper, one of the things that I'm clear of is that the African American community in particular is not predisposed to ending racism. Now, I've given a definition of racism earlier, where I'm also going to give it again, where I point out that racist and racism as it exists in the society does not have the capacity to end itself. So that means that white people in general are not predisposed to ending racism. Racism doesn't have the capacity to end itself. And then black people are not predisposed or oriented towards ending racism. What does that mean? The continuation of racism. Isn't that something interesting? But it's something that is like the brother had raised earlier before I started around this issue of like the black church and other leadership and all in our community in regards to addressing this question of racism. But as I go on, I think we'll get an understanding of why. Now, it is not happening because that's part of the intention. But of this presentation, though, the overall intention is predisposing us, putting us in the orienting us in a way to become agents towards conquering racism.